Well, all right. All right, all right, all right. This is Dr. Gina's radio set, and you are listening to Dr. Gina. I am so excited, you guys, about being with you because we have an amazing guest today. I don't even want to wait any further just to let you know who's coming anyway. Sunshine Anderson, heard it all before. I know y'all know that lady's anthem. She's going to be joining us, R&B singer, writer. I mean, just an extraordinary young lady. She's going to be joining us today and just sharing her truth and helping us, just encourage us about, you know, pursuing the dreams no matter what and all of that too. That's, it's just an exclusive interview, so I can't wait for that. And of course, my girl, Gina G, Too Funny, is going to be joining us. Female comedian, number one comedian, voted in Florida. She's going to be joining us as always. For those of you that don't know, that's who she is. She's about that life. She's getting it. And she's always on every Wednesday, but she's going to be joining us today, especially today, because today is Wednesday. And we're just excited about coming back together to do the shows and to be with you. She's going to be giving us trending tea. And what she said, she's going to be joining us shortly. And also, financial consultant Jeffrey Hill is going to be joining us. He's got a lot of information that we could use to help us get our finances right, y'all. And who doesn't need that information? We do, all of us. He's going to be joining us. And then we're going to be talking about this past weekend and just all the things that we've been doing. You're going to catch up with us. If you're not following us, you need to go on Dr. Gina's Radio Set Facebook page. You can know exactly what's going on, where we're at on the weekend, during the week, what's going on, what's happening in our personal lives, on the Dr. Gina's Radio Set life, all about our life. You will be included in that. So we definitely want you to follow us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page. All right. Also, let's see. We got a Hurricane Michael coming through, y'all. They saying that it's going to be a Category 5 throughout the Florida area. I haven't gotten the specifics right now, but I know that they had said this morning that it was a Category 4. So I know that in Lake Mary, there are going to be a lot of thunderstorms and wind and things like that. So Orlando and all parts of Florida, take cover, take refuge. We are definitely praying for you. Michael, come on and go somewhere in the name of Yeshua. All right? So today in D.C., however, we are mostly cloudy, 77 degrees. Our high is going to be 81 degrees and cloudy this afternoon. Also in Detroit, you are 73 degrees today, cloudy right now. Your high is going to be 77 degrees, and you got thunderstorms coming, 40% chance this evening. Also, let's see, Jacksonville, Florida, you are 84 degrees, and you are cloudy. You're going to go up to 88 degrees, and you got scattered storms, of course, coming because of the Hurricane Michael, 60% chance of rain this afternoon. Dallas, Texas, you are 61, mostly cloudy right now. I'm surprised about that because you guys are normally, like, hot that I thought, 72 degrees and sunny. London, you are 72 degrees right now. That is your high right now. You are sunny all day through the evening. Los Angeles, 63 degrees. You are mostly cloudy today, and you are going up to 71, and that's going to be pure sunshine. Augusta, Georgia, you know I love you, Augusta, 81 degrees and cloudy. Your high is going to be 84 degrees. You got scattered thunderstorms coming, I'm pretty sure. Maybe some of that tropical weather or whatever coming from the hurricane, but you got 30% chance of thunderstorms coming this afternoon. Let's see, Myrtle Beach, you got rain, high 80 right now. Florida, you are cloudy, getting ready for that. Las Vegas, you are 63 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 77 degrees and mostly cloudy with some sun. All right. Well, listen, you got the weather. Guess what? If I didn't name your country or your city, don't worry about it. You know, today is the day that the Lord has made, and he got your back no matter what's going on. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven, despite the weather, however it may be. God has got you. We got to just completely trust him and have faith. All right? So I love you. He loves you. Gina G loves you. And so we're right here with you, no matter what the weather is, the temperature is, or even what you're going through, which brings me right on into Ministerial Minute. Wanted to give you this for a second because it's really been helping me. You know, things are just repetition. You know, things are going to happen repetitively. Things are going to happen. You're going to always pay a bill. You're going to always have to brush your teeth. You're going to always have to wash up. You're going to always have to comb your hair. You're going to always have to clean up wherever area you are, your home, your workplace. You're going to always have to do maintenance on your car. You're going to always have to work on your relationships. You're going to always have to do self-inventory. You're going to always have to, you know, eat right, work out. You're going to, everything is repetitive. But I think that we get to the point when God is doing something in our life and we don't understand it. And we think the grass is greener on another side. Or we think that if this happened or if that happened, things will be better. Well, guess what? No matter how much money, more money you get, you're going to always have to pay a bill. Somebody's always going to try to overcharge you. Something is some unexpected bill, some other unexpected percentage rate. Something is always going to happen. Okay, so just grow up. That's what I have to tell myself. You know, things are all, somebody's always going to try to come in and be competitive with you or try to bring division between you and, you know, a loved one or your spouse or whatever. You know, pull up your pants and grow up. You know, you just got to continue. Everything takes maintenance. Everything has to take observation. Everything has to take dealing with. So that is, you know, the repetition of life. You know, I think about the Father. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That tells me that it's repetition. He never changes. He changes not. So why are we so, you know, against what he's doing instead of looking at it like, poor me, oh my goodness, if this was different, if that was different, if I could do this, if I could do that. No matter what level you are or what season you are, you're still going to have to put on your pants one leg at a time. Well, some people might be able to do it at once at the same time, but you still got to do it at one leg at a time. Even if you put it on at the same time, you still got to do 1 foot at a time. Even if you're sitting down putting on your pants, that you got to put them on one leg at a time, okay? So my point is that do not get discouraged nor dismayed. God is with you. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Now, listen, I'm not saying stay in the same rut, stay in the same depression, stay in the same, you know, no. What I mean is grow. Grow by changing your perception. Stop speaking against your process. Stop speaking against what God is doing. Stop speaking against your growth. Because whenever you say, I wish things was different, then you're telling God that he's wrong. You're telling him that he's not doing it right. You're telling him that you don't like the way he's doing it. You're telling them that you don't want to live. You don't want to go through this. You're whining. You're crying. You're not growing up. You're not asking him, God, why is this happening? I know I've been there. There's been several times that I just, you know, my first reaction is, I wish this was different. I sure wish this wasn't like this. Or now I done got clever with it. The devil done taught me, you know, my mind, my flesh has gotten a clever way of saying, instead of like, saying something, like really speaking specifically against it, I would say I'm open. Well, I'm open to whatever God has. But God already knows my heart. God is saying, knows that I'm saying I'm open to getting out of this situation instead of persevering and overcoming the situation. And this is maturity right here. This is where you grasp wisdom. This is where you get to see his glory. This is where you are, you know, walking in his precepts and his statutes. This is where you are walking in light, that you are becoming being engrafted into him. This is where your change comes. So we have to really go to the Father. If you're saying, I don't know what you're talking about, Dr. Jean, I have no idea what you're saying. I've tried this, I've tried that. I don't know how to do this. Let me tell you, go to 1 John. That's where I'm at right now. Go to 1 John and read all chapters. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Go to all of them, read every chapter, and you will understand what I'm saying. And it's also when, I think it's in the book of Matthew or Romans. I know, and I'm going to check that while we're going, I'm doing this interview. I'll have it checked. But I know that it says that he is the tree. and that we become engrafted into him. So in order for us to like become engrafted in him, we have to really start surrendering everything to him. That means that we are understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. He will supply for every need. All of these scriptures, all of these words, he is the word. So guess who we got to get attached to? We have to get attached to the Father, engrafted in him, so we can start seeing miracles, signs, and wonders, and favor. I mean, I'm talking about ridiculous, stupid favor. Just like, you know, I mean, like, for instance, today, you know, my car had to be repaired. And I'm sitting up here like, I can't do any of the things that I thought I needed to do. I can't do all these things. But guess what God told me? But guess what? You're getting your car fixed, and you don't have to pay a dime. And I was like, oh, my God, I give you all the praise, honor, and glory. And as a matter of fact, I repent for not seeing things the way you see them, for not going to you before I spoke against your will. Do you see what I'm saying now? So no, life is going to happen. Things are going to happen. But we have to come in agreement with God so we can have the victorious outcome that he has already predestined for us to have. All right? I hope that got to you. This has been Ministerial Minute with Dina R. Prince. Okay, now we're going to get ready to just transition, because this is an interview you don't want to miss. Tell all your friends to tune in right now, because Sunshine Anderson, in our interview with Gina G and I interviewed her, and you got to hear it. Go ahead and tune into this right now.
Well, there we go. We are sitting here at the Women's Empowerment Conference in Columbia, South Carolina.
Yes.
And I got with me, Sunshine Anderson is joining with us. You know, heard it all before.
Hey, you know, you have.
Tell us what made you come up with that concept.
You know, honestly, the beat just felt right. There was a few of us in the room, about five. And the beat just felt right. You know, I remember specifically, though, sitting in the room, and I said, you must have felt a bunch of head. And Mike City looked at me, and he was like, is that what we gonna say? And I said, yeah, it fits. Yeah.
It is such an anthem for us.
Thank
for
you.
Real.
Thank
it gives
you.
Us empowerment and strength. This is such a perfect song to end the
Thank
whole
you.
Conference
Thank
with, because I know
you.
People was like, yes.
And you know,
I'm going on and putting
that.
Somebody out today.
Yeah, right. Now that you say that, you know, I had to learn that. I didn't always.
Tell us about that.
I just didn't always know, you know, in the beginning of your career, you dream it, you know, you dream it. And sometimes it doesn't always happen the way that you dream it. You know, and so when it was over, my album came out 2001, the same
mm-hmm.
year Aaliyah passed, the same year 9/11, and after
wow.
9/11, it was literally over, and I was back at home in Charlotte.
Wow.
So, you know, it may not have happened the way I dreamt it, but I just didn't know that years later, they were still playing
still
it, you know, and people were calling me and saying, it's on, and, you know, I had to learn that, wow, you know, they really adapted to it. It really fed them.
It impacted these women.
You know?
And let me ask you this. So, like you said, you came out with this song in 2001. What made you even want to? Because I got a lot of listeners that are mm-hmm. artists. They are starting out. They're
mm-hmm.
afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
What made you know that this was something that you were going to invest your life in, your time? It wasn't hard to convince your family. Did they know it already or what?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Jenna.
Girl, you know I'm a doctor for some.
You know, I just knew. I grew up in the Showtime of the Apollo. I grew up in the Solid Gold era.
Whoa.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to be Marilyn McCool.
Okay.
I was going to be Dionne Warwick. So I knew from an early age that I wanted to sing. Come on now. But my family.
Uh-huh.
You know, my daddy, you know, you going to college. And that's all I heard in the womb.
Yes,
I
yes.
heard you going to college.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So, I met Horace Brown my senior year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Horace Brown is from Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, had me at his house recording, and my dad was like, she's going to college. Long story short, I snuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents want you to travel the right road.
Right.
And the right road is the road that they know.
That's the thing.
So if they don't know the road, then as far as I'm concerned, it's the wrong road.
Right.
But I knew I wanted to sing, moved to D.C. after college.
That's right.
Graduated, was working for the government.
Mm-hmm.
I was a government contractor.
Okay.
But I knew when I got that call that day to come to California that we had a record deal that my parents would say something that would make me stay. The only child, great influence over me. I really feel like I can't do much if I don't have their blessing.
Right, right, right.
And so I knew that they were going to say something that would make me stay. And so I didn't tell. I quit my job. I went in there on Monday and told the government Friday was my last day. I didn't even give them two weeks' notice. And I called my mama on that Friday at 5:30 because I got off work at 5 and she got off at 5:30. And I left her a message telling her, expect me in Charlotte tomorrow. I'm coming to bring my car. I done moved out of my apartment. I got a record deal and I'm going to California.
Woo. Wow.
And when I got home, that whole drive, I was like, what is the phone call going to be like when I get back?
Yes, because you already know. You don't even know.
But I had been throwing little hints that week just to see.
Where they were.
So by the time I got by the time she got the message, she said, I knew, and my daddy didn't talk to me for 3 months.
Mm.
I would come home and, you quit that good government job to go to California on a whim, you don't know. And then I did Soul Food, was my television
show. Wow. Yes.
And my daddy specifically said, wait a minute, they gonna pay you the same? They just didn't, and my parents ain't no dumb.
They had to.
They just didn't, that wasn't their world.
They couldn't get it. They couldn't get that.
World.
Yeah.
And
we have to understand that.
Yeah.
We have to be patient with their process.
We have to be patient.
And a lot of times we don't understand that they don't carry the vision. They don't carry the passion. And we have to prepare them to be prepared.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And we got to be patient with
them. I tell these children when I speak to them and I tell the parents, go where your life takes you. It might take you out of Columbus, South Carolina.
Right.
It might take you to New York. It might take you to Arizona. That doesn't mean follow every little whim. Know what's concrete. Find concrete. But go where your life takes you. Parents, stop holding on to these kids. They can't live your dream.
Yeah.
Right. They have to live their own dream.
Yeah,
and be content with their own lives. And if I didn't go to California, I just kept saying, Sunshine. What if I didn't find out, that would have just driven me crazy.
Yeah.
Not to know. And I said to myself, DC ain't going nowhere.
That's
the
right.
The president ain't going nowhere.
Right here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I went to college. I did everything they told me to do. If it don't work out, I'll come back.
But look at what it did. And look at how God really paved the way and opened doors.
And let me say this since I'm here with y'all and this is Women's Empowerment. Again, it didn't happen like I dreamed it.
Right.
Okay. It didn't happen like I dreamed it. But it happened. But it ended in such a way that left me questioning why I wanted it.
Wow.
When it ended.
Mm-hmm.
And for 6 years, I was drinking and drugging and thugging, is what I like to say. Just in a daze, distraught, having to come back home after Germany and London and, everywhere, the United States, and it was devastating.
How do you adjust to that mentally and emotionally?
I didn't. It took me 6 years. And like I said, I was doing a lot of things that were unfit, and I was hanging around a lot of people that were unfit for who I was.
Right.
And
they didn't even know who you were.
Nope. And I just woke up one day. I knew I was living a lifestyle that was not who I was and where I was raised. But I was just so hurt, And these things that I was filling my life up with were making me feel better at the moment. But I literally woke up one day like, you can't keep doing this. Like, you can't keep the days going by. You listen. And I didn't even realize 6 years had passed.
Well, ain't that something?
By the time I came up for air, music has changed.
Yes.
It wasn't what it was. I wasn't, who I thought I was, anymore. And then that was devastating.
How did I get back up?
Gosh, about 4 years ago. Because when you at your lowest and you got kids and you got a child to take care of,
that's right.
You do what you need to do.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I was selling tea. Y'all
okay.
Know, let's just say total life changes lose at that moment.
Right.
And so it was network marketing. Network marketing teaches you
right.
Okay. To go within, to find self, to encourage yourself, what we were just talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just changed my language. They said, if you change your thought, change your thinking, you can change your life. I changed my thought pattern. I remembered who I was. And I just changed my thought pattern. And I started telling myself, yes, you can. Yes, you will. I went in search of knowledge. I went in search of God.
That's right. I was waiting.
I was one that thought that God would just show himself to you.
Right. But you had
to
go
understand that you had to seek him.
You had to not see.
I had to seek
him.
And once I did that, I said, give me what you want me to have because I ain't doing it right. Give me what you want. You should have been in that seminar.
Last 40 years, they was good, but you know what I mean? I'm confused. I don't have a handle on this. And it was only when I submitted and honestly, you know it ain't no ghost and it's not I have to, I just changed my thinking.
Yeah. And you went to him and you sought after him and you done seen him.
I knew that it wasn't, like I said, a ghost. But I,
his presence, the anointing, the Holy Spirit
was, it was there.
His presence. Yeah.
It
yeah.
was there.
Yeah. All along.
And I just relaxed. And what I'm trying to say is in letting God lead you. Okay. That's not a ghostly thing. Like, you know,
no.
you still in control here. Right. You got to make the right choices and figure out, you know what I mean? And so I just decided, though, I asked the question in everything I do. Is this what I want for me? Is this what you want?
Come on now.
Are you sure in relationships, in friendships, in anything? Do I want this? Is this me calling? Or is this you placing this in my life?
Come
is
on,
this you
time.
bringing this, these people across my path?
Come on.
And so once I identified that, cause I know, you know, it's a feeling. It's a feeling. You know, when God is moving and when it's just you, I want him. I want him bad. And
right.
I'm going, I know it ain't right. And God done closed the door 16 times. You keep opening. So I just make sure that I am cognizant, that I'm in control and that I'm knowing who's leading.
Right.
We want to know, like, what can we expect from you now? I mean, what are we trying to do now? What is God leading you? What do you feel?
You know, I'm in that transition phase.
Okay.
Yet again, I get this question a lot. You know, I don't know. I never got to make the album that I wanted to make, but I'm going to be 45 next year. I have a 10-year-old at home who's getting older. You know what I mean? The older they get, the more they need. You.
Right.
And so, you know, grandma,
you got that
yeah,
right.
Grandma and granddad is 69, 70, 71 right. years old. They done theirs
yeah,
already.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's just like, are you going to run off and chase this dream
right.
again with music being the way it is? Or what else does Sunshine have to offer? And there's so
oh,
much
more. It's so
there's
much more to
there's
do.
So much more. I have a few things that I'm working on. You know, my people are pushing me for a single.
Okay.
You know what? I started writing a long time ago. I just need some help.
Okay.
Just when I read this book, it's boring. So I need somebody to help me read it and not be boring. You
just write
I mean?
It out but, and let God send you the help because he will. I'm a 2-time published author and I'm telling you, he just write it and let him bring it all together, what you need. Don't worry about chapters. Don't worry about, you know, naming a chapter. Just write and let somebody, he's going to send an editor that's going to put it together.
Thank you.
But I know you wanted to ask her something.
I mean, I love you. You're such a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
And just with the music today, and I don't want to go on today because it doesn't matter who's hot and what's going on today. Mm-hmm. It's who you are. Mm-hmm. And your song that was in 2001 is still bumping and jumping in 2018,
you better
2019.
Believe that.
So I don't really have a question. I just want to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I use your song in jokes. And then my Tommy said, and my friend Marvin Dixon always uses your song. And,
yeah,
it brings all the women in that crowd together. You hear me? They gain up on whatever man.
You know, I'm serious. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I do. Because like I said, there wasn't always a time when I knew, you know what I mean? And when I come, y'all, this has been 17 years, but I haven't been, you know, it's only as of the last 3-4 years.
You sounded incredible. Whoever did your music, everything,
no,
it sounded great.
I thought it was over. I really did. I thought it was over. And so 17 years later, to have women fill up this room, you know what I mean? Every weekend. I try not to get emotional, but I appreciate y'all. Y'all don't know.
Girl, I could not leave here without getting an interview from you.
Yes,
we gotta wrap it up. But tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
You can follow me. I'm an Instagram girl at Sunshine Anderson. My sunshineanderson.com will take you to my Facebook fan page. I'm working on getting my Facebook skills up.
Girl, I'm trying to get
old
together.
Facebook
you
post needs to come on.
Come on
new
Instagram.
Age.
Hey, check this out though. I wanted to just say this out. We got so much in common.
I've lived in Charlotte. I have outlived in D.C.,
yes.
And she's from California.
Yes!
And we all foreigners.
Yes! I'm 49. I'm going on 50 in February. So I'm older than both
really?
Of y'all. Yes.
You better stop it, girl. You better stop it.
I got a 13-year-old.
You have black don't crack. You have a story, Sunshine.
Yeah,
I
want
to hear it.
I really do. I really do. And just thank y'all for allowing me to be able to share my little bit.
I couldn't leave without getting you. Sunshine Anderson with Dr. Gina and Gina G on Dr. Gina's radio chat. She got to go, but we don't want her to go. We want to take her with us.
I'll be back.
All right, love you guys.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, my goodness. No problem. Thank you.
I'm telling you, it means a lot. It really does. Thank you.
I got to get us on.
All right, all right. That was that. Man, that was a good interview. Listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and then Gina G and I are going to recap that, and then we're going to get ready for financial advice from Jeffrey Hill with Financial Five. We'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hello, what's going on, family? This is Darlene McCoy, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Yay, Darlene McCoy! All right, Gina G, girl, that interview.
Not only was it just inspiring, we just saw her rip the stage. So that was like, okay. And for her to just take a moment with us and be able to just express what she went through, because, you know, everybody was trying to find out what happened to her. Because it was like that song was so good, everybody wanted more. And, you know, so I'm really, really blessed that we were able to talk to Sunshine. And then we've seen her again this past weekend at the Frankie Beverly and Maze concert, and she performed again, looked amazing. So, I mean, she's just a woman to reckon with. She really is.
Yeah, I'm excited. I was talking to this weekend, Gina G and I did Dr. Gina's radio chat. We hosted Frankie Beverly, Sunshine Anderson opened up. It was Regina Bell and Frankie Beverly, and it was an amazing show. We had our families with us and everything in Charleston, South Carolina. And running into her again was like family. It was just so cool. I think afterwards, when we were all, after the show was done, someone had suggested that she actually go on tour with Frankie Beverly and Maze. And I think it was one of his people. And so I think they were going to approach her, but she had already left. So people do see her depth, her substance in her music, which I think is amazing. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And to be able to, you know, have people that really, really embrace that, you know, knowing that they, like, they probably might not even know who she was, but they know they heard that song. Like, that's her.
Yeah,
that's the one that sang that. You know what I'm saying? You know? So that's
you heard that song.
Yeah, you hear it everywhere. You hear it everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I have heard, I've seen clips of Marvin Dixon play. I've seen clips of him on his own stage playing that. I think or you recorded it or one, but I know that one time y'all did a show together, I heard it from there. But you say he play it all the time.
Every show. Every show. It's Heard It All Before, and I Will Love You Anyway by Chaka Khan. Well, you know, Mary J. Blige did it, and then Chaka Khan and Mary. But those are the two songs that just keep women. I don't know what it is. It brings women together.
They love it. They love it. Well, I know that it was such a good time this weekend hanging out with you, sis, doing the show and running into them, and it was so good. We got more than what we thought.
We got a lot more than what we bargained. We had mamas. We had sons. You had your sister, mommy, and your niece. Oh, which everybody was just in love because her little cute face. But we learned a lot this past weekend. We were able to just see artists. I know for me that I have always, you know, admired and looked up to, and, you know, never thought the day would come that I would ever, you know, meet them, let alone host the show. So, I mean, I appreciate you for sharing that platform with me because, I mean, I had a good time. I mean, we hung out with Frankie and the whole team and everybody after the show at the hotel in the lobby. And Frankie stayed up, I'm talking about 2-3 in the morning.
Well,
three in the morning.
But you know what? A lot of those musicians, though, they stay up late. I mean, they just do. They stay
up
late.
You got to wind down.
Yeah, they stay up late, and because you got to understand, even when I do ministry, it's hard for me to go to sleep right after because that adrenaline and you're not yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not just you anymore. It's like something takes over you, the music, the passion, and the anointing. It just takes over you, and you just become on this natural, supernatural hive, and it's hard to come down off of that. And then when people are like, you know, still talking to you about it and still, you know, when they're still talking about it.
Enjoying you.
Yeah, it continues to go. Like, you can live off of that for like a minute. Like, it takes a minute. And by him being around, you know, people want to take pictures and people talking to him and asking him about his gift and, you know, where you going. I mean, it's just, it's his passion. When it's something that's your past, you should know that from,
I know
you stay up late.
But I'm not 72. I'm not 72, honey. Frankie is 72.
But do you know, I don't know if you know this, the statistics say that the older you get, the less you sleep.
Wow.
So the older you get, the less you sleep. And so,
especially
when that adrenaline is going, you know, then he's a musician. That's another thing. They're used to doing that, making music. He's been doing that since, you know, they started making the music. Now they're living off the music. But then now he's getting older, and so he sleeps less.
Mm-hmm. And Frankie ain't had an album out. I'm telling you. I mean, it's just amazing how longevity that man is. And he didn't even have to sing. I mean, the crowd was singing all the songs. They were swaying. They was in the aisles. It's just amazing to see the longevity of Frankie Beverly and Maze and just the production that goes behind it, all the men and women behind him, you know, getting out there and secure. I mean, just the whole, just everything. And Regina Bell did a wonderful job. Honey, she almost sang her bun off. Regina Bell was up there, honey.
Preaching.
She
sang
church.
The gospel, honey.
She took us to church. I mean, it was just a
she
great
She gave me a big hug
time.
When I introduced her. She gave me a big hug and a kiss on the cheek, and I wanted to catch her so bad.
Yep. I got a little loving in, and it's just amazing, Gina. Just to even in our shoes, even for what we did, to have people come up to us and purchase, you know, you had women come and purchase books, You know, I had people buying T-shirts for them to even enjoy us and want to know us even more. It just makes this whole business, you know, worth being in. Those are the things that makes it worth. You know, forget all the politics. At the end of the day, the fans and the love that you receive and for your family and your children to see and be proud of you, to me, that's what I took out of that whole situation. So, girl, all right, let me tell you something. I'm still happy feeling. I'm still happy feelings in the air. Oh, my God. And my mama couldn't stop dancing. Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Frankie.
So give us what I know. It was just an amazing time. We got Jeff Hill getting ready to go right into Financial Five with us. Jeff Hill, what you got for us today? We just going on and on. What you got for us today, Jeff Hill?
Good morning, ladies. This is Jeff Hill with Hill Financial Group. And, of course, this is your Financial Five. I want to tell a quick story about shopping your rates. You know, a lot of times people are looking at ways to find additional money throughout the month to maybe put toward reducing debt or something like that. But one of the things most people don't look at is how much are you paying for your cost of insurance. For example, I live in the South. I'm in Arkansas.
Let's talk about it. Help us, sister.
So my parents have been with the same insurance carrier since I was a little boy. And I remember when I got old enough to purchase my own car insurance, I went to the exact same company, same guy, right? Then I went and moved to a different city. I got a different guy with the same company. And I noticed my rates kept increasing. One time, my credit score dropped a little bit, and I got a letter from the insurance company that said, hey, since your credit score dropped, you're more at risk to have a wreck now. We're going to raise your insurance rates. I didn't really understand that connection. However, that's exactly what happened. So when my credit score went back up, they didn't drop my rates because now I'm not at the same risk. So I started shopping around. Now, I don't work or sell for Geico at all. But you know the commercial, you got the little Geico saying you're going to save at least 15% or less. So what I did is I took my policy and I went line by line and bought the same type of coverages with Geico. And I cut my insurance bill in half. Okay. So, again, I don't know what you guys are paying for car insurance. Some of your listeners might not have cars. I mean, I know in some of the larger cities, it's you know, you got public transportation. But think about that and what you can do to maybe cut your insurance bill in half. For me, that was an extra $600 a year, which equates to about $50 a month. Now, I did this 2 weeks ago with my parents because, again, they were still with the same carrier, despite me saying, hey, you guys should be looking around. So I sat down, and we cut, I think it was $1,200 off their insurance bill over an entire year. So again, by and large, that's an extra $100 a month. What could you do with that? Put it towards your credit card debt. Maybe you can start saving for Christmas or start saving more for a vacation. But think about how much you're paying in some of these insurance rates and look at, does it make sense cost-wise to go ahead and change? Now, some of them are not as easy to do. For example, life insurance. Okay, yeah, you can shop your rates, and sometimes you can find the cheaper rate, but if your health has changed, you're not necessarily going to get the same rating that you had before, so it might make more sense to keep that policy. But again, there's nothing wrong with kind of shopping around and seeing where you might be able to, you know, shave some dollars here and there. If you do have an advisor, put them to work, let them do that for you, okay? Another thing that I would kind of touch on.
Hold up, Jeff, before you touch on that, because I don't want you to shift before I ask you this question. Real quick, I know we normally don't do this, but I'm literally in this situation right now. So I don't know, you know, with the insurance thing. So I was with one company, and they had a cheaper down payment, but I really wanted the other company that had a higher down payment, but yet their monthly was cheaper. Now, the cheaper down payment, but a higher down payment, I don't like them. I don't even like their service, honestly. One that I was with before was a higher down payment and less a month. So I have decided I'm going with them. But I also noticed that when I Googled cheapest auto insurance policies, I noticed that there were a lot of local insurance companies here in the city of D.C. with ratings of 5-star, okay? And I also noticed, which I never, because you just hear about the major ones, you know what I'm saying? And then also, as far as what you're looking for to receive in a named one. Do you know about any of that? I might just be, you know, asking, but I'm sure some people are finding out this as well. What about the brand name insurance companies that are not known? Isn't it just good enough just to have some auto insurance just to cover the state law?
Right, right. So again, it is state law, so you have to have some type of coverage. But you raised the point that I raised to most people. How often do you use your auto insurance? It's not
right.
Like your health insurance to where you're going, you know, once or twice a year, depending on your ailments. You only need auto insurance if you, you know, are in a high accident area. Now, D.C. traffic can get a little crazy. In Arkansas,
yeah,
maybe not as much, right? So, again, you're going to have more local companies out there. But it's kind of like, you know, do you need all the bells and whistles? You know, like I'm going to use a banking example. Ally Bank, if you're not familiar with them, they're an internet bank, right? Now, again, they're going to give you a higher percentage rate on your money just sitting in the bank. They might give you 1.65%. Versus going to Bank of America, you might not be getting any rate of return on your savings account. So because
wow,
they don't have the bigger shops, they don't have all the customer service, they don't have all the branches, then they can give more back to the customer. They can have cheaper rates because they don't have the same expenses as most companies. So you
wow,
just got to look at it from a business standpoint and how that looks. It's kind of like if you're clothes shopping. Most people understand that. A lot of times you go into a shoe store or a clothing store, the material is not necessarily any better than the next, but you're paying for the name, right? That's it. That you're simply paying for the name in most cases. Now, customer service is where the trade-off is. Like, Pete, my clients have my cell number. I give my cell number out every time I do this segment, right, because I want people to have access to me. Now, again, I don't get a lot of calls throughout the night and things like that, but I have before. I have somebody call me 2 o'clock in the morning, right? Now, that's
wow,
the risk that I give out to them. When you're dealing with a bigger company, sometimes it's 1-800-HOLD-PLEASE, right? So it just depends on what level of service that you feel like you might want, okay? Now, in the insurance industry, especially car insurance, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have 24-hour access because, again, accidents happen all times of the day. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with kind of doing your research and seeing what you need. But if it can save you money and you still satisfy the state law requirement, get it. I mean, save yourself the money. I've only had, like, maybe, 2 wrecks in my entire life of driving, and again, only one of them was at fault, right? So you got to think about that kind of stuff as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. Go on with what you're saying, because that was good.
Okay. So the next thing is going to be, you know, I touched on the whole credit thing. Now, look at your reports. You know, I can't tell you how many times things get added to your report, and it's not yours. And a lot of times we don't think about it. You know, we just kind of say, oh, well, I hadn't gotten a letter in and nobody's trying to sue me. But I remember one time I applied for a contract with an insurance carrier, and I got declined, and I didn't understand why. Well, when I ran my credit report, keep in mind, I am single with no kids, but I had some child support stuff on there. I had medical bills. I had some hospitals that were on my credit report that I had never even visited, even heard of. But again, it's just one of those things where if I didn't take the time to even apply, I wouldn't have known. Because if you got good credit and you had good credit, normally you're not checking that much because it only really matters when you need to finance something. That's the only time you're typically looking at your credit score is if you're going to go make a purchase. Other than that, it's not really doing anything for you, but it's still worth it to go to freecreditreport.com or Credit Karma or whoever and get that free credit report just to make sure everything on there is accurate, because you never know when some rates that you have might increase because of your credit history. So it's worth doing it.
And you can always get a letter and send them out to your credit reports before you even pay anybody. Save your money and write
right,
a standard letter and send them out to the people. You get a free credit report. You can sit down and write a standard letter. Free, send it out with a stamp is a lot cheaper than you hiring somebody to do the process for you. You can do
by
it yourself
far,
because I've done that, and a lot of those businesses are closed. They have gone bankrupt or whatever, And so you then get that off your credit report. They're not even in existence for collection. So it comes off your credit report.
I made a phone call. I called them directly.
You can call, you can write a letter. Hey, tell everybody where they can follow you. This was great.
All right. So, again, if you are on Twitter or on Instagram, you can go to Jeff, HFG, that's Jeff Hill Financial Group, that's what it stands for on Twitter, or Jeff INC, which is, HFG, and that's Hill Financial Group Incorporated on Instagram, or on Facebook, the Hill Financial Group. It's really easy to find me. If you remember the name, the Hill Financial Group, Google it, Hill Financial Group Arkansas, if you remember that part, and I'll pop up. Reach out to me in email if you have any questions. There's always never a cost or obligation or anything that you have to purchase to gain access to learn, okay? Never.
All
so,
right.
Again, it's free consultation.
All right, Jeff Hill, thank you so much. Until next time, man, we love
thank you
right here on Dr. Gina's radio set.
All right, have a good one.
All right, thank you. Now, Gina G, what is the tea, girl?
Ooh, child, along with me saving on my car insurance, the tea right now.
Girl, I needed that word. That was a word.
I'm telling you. I'm
God,
telling you, it was right on time.
Was prophetic. He was prophesying to me, girl. That was a prophecy.
Well, I am happy it happened. Now, let me just let you know, I'm not so happy about this. Your boy Kanye West, which everybody knows worldwide, I don't care where you're from, you know Kanye West, not only on his rants, going crazy about his wife and whatnot. Y'all, he's going to go see Trump again.
No, he didn't.
Going to meet, yes, he about to go. He going tomorrow, Gina. Lord, he's
what?
Going tomorrow.
What? He made an announcement.
He is going to the White House tomorrow to hang out with Donald Trump to talk about more jobs for ex-cons, okay? He want to know how they can work after they get out of prison. And also, he wants more manufacturing jobs in Chicago. So Kanye West is going back to the White House, y'all, tomorrow. So I'm just going to need y'all to pray that his limo get a flat tire. I don't want him to get hurt, but let his limo get a flat tire and he can't make it, or the jet run out of fuel. Because, oh, Lord, have mercy, y'all. Kanye West is out here acting up. Make America great again. He can't even give a proper reason why he's wearing the hat, why he supports Trump. He's saying that he's going to support any president that's in office. So we're going to pray for our brother Kanye West. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to pray for him. Also, I just want you guys to know that Hurricane Michael is a hurricane right now that's really targeting Florida. I was supposed to fly out to Florida today and host a benefit show for a comedian friend of mine, Tony Black, whose lung cancer came back. And the man has never smoked cigarettes. And his lung cancer is back. And so I was hosting a benefit show for him this evening. But I had to cancel my flight because Hurricane Michael right now is a category 4. They're in a state of emergency. And the governor has let everybody know, if you have not evacuated already, it is too late to stay and bunker down. And I don't know why people don't listen when the man say leave, why y'all just don't leave. I don't understand. But it's all right. So we're going to pray for Florida. Keep them in our prayers for the next 2 days because it's going down. Also, I just want to just shout out to all the fathers, all the great fathers out there that's taking care of their kids, that's doing what they got to do. There's a picture of a young man on CNN. You can check him out on Instagram on CNN's page. And he's actually changing his son in the men's restroom on his lap. So right now, he is the face of all men that are fighting to get changing stations in the men's restroom. Because, you know, all the baby changing stations are in the women's restroom. But I guess they forgot that some daddies do take care of their kids.
I saw a young man that had a baby that looked like the baby had to have been... I don't even know, like 9 months old?
Yeah.
And he was taking the baby to school, having him on the front of his chest, a little young black man had his baby.
These fathers, hello, it's not everybody. It may be your baby daddy, but it's not everybody's baby daddy. So it's men out here that need changing stations. So they're fighting right now to get changing stations into the men's restroom. And I just think it's an awesome thing. It's an African-American guy as well in this picture who is now the face of it. And just to show, especially for the African-American community, for to show a father taking care of a child, I think it's a very positive image. And I just want to shout out to whatever campaign that is doing this, but it's great. So we're trying to get changing stations into the men's restroom. So we got to clap it up for that. That's a good thing. That it's just a wonderful thing. And the AMAs came on yesterday. Taylor Swift went home with three of them. Cardi B went home with Best Artist, you know, the I guess the crowd's favorite. They did Aretha Franklin tribute with Gladys Knight and other people.
A nice way to end it. It was awesome. Donnie McClurkin, CeCe Winans, Letticy, and Mary Mary.
Yep. I mean, it was like, oh, come on, Aretha is, she's still dancing in her grave. She's still up there in heaven looking down like, y'all better go ahead with your bad self. So we just want to just send love to everybody that did the AMAs. And, you know, Cardi B's speech, you know, as crazy as she is, it really hit home that she said that she gave thanks, of course, to the good Lord. And she also just thanked her daughter for being such a good child in her stomach, because she was determined to prove people wrong that there is life after having a baby. So she worked very hard during her pregnancy. And, you know, she took off of the Bruno Mars tour so that she can raise her daughter and be there for her daughter. So, I mean, as crazy as that thing is, I got to commend. She got some sense. So I must commend Cardi B on that one. And that's the tea, honey. I just feel that because all the tea between the housewives and the love and hip hop.
What's going on with the Kavanaugh? You know anything about that? Because he got voted as a...
Girl, I didn't want to bring it up because I don't want to embarrass America so much. Because our president is already embarrassed. They didn't already put Bill Cosby in prison, 82 years old and blind. And this gentleman is now in the... It's the Senate, girl. He's in a seat, and he has been accused, and Trump supports him. And, I mean, there's nothing much I can really say about that, Dr. Gina, because it's a whole bunch of sexual allegations against a lot of Caucasian or white men in power, and nothing is happening to them. And it's just a touchy subject, I think, for everyone. I mean, because Taylor Swift made sure in her speech last night, she made sure to let everybody know to vote November the 6th. So, I mean, we just got to get these people out of here. Your voice matters, people. You have to vote, 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 vote. You cannot express that enough. And, honey, they voted that man in there. Sexual allegations and all of that, it don't matter. They basically told that woman, what happened to you, it's your fault. And
who cares? And nobody cares.
And who cares? Yeah, and no one cares. You, that's a woman's job, and that's what happens to women. So what makes you any different? So America, we really, I mean, I feel like we're going backwards, and I'm hoping that we're taking these steps backwards to take 10 million steps forward. So I'm hoping for a better election come November 6th, but you know what, Gina, it's a lot going on. It's just too much going on, And if I can, I'm talking about it's going to take up maybe 30 seconds. I just want to touch on something for the What She Say really quick. And I just want to let you guys know.
Yeah, I wanted to know what they're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, depression. I was watching Joyce Myers, who is a minister that comes on TBN. I was watching her this morning, and there was a comedian on there. And to know that depression can happen to anyone at any time. You keep so much stuff built up in you that you don't even know you're depressed, but your hair is falling out, you're sick, you're mean to everybody. Depression is a sickness, people. So from me to you, talk to somebody today. Tell somebody how you feel. When they ask you how your day is going, don't say, oh, it's fine. When they ask you how you're doing, oh, I'm good. No, bend their ear up. When they ask you, tell them, look, the bill is due. I can't pay it. My son getting on my nerves. My daughter is out here in the streets. My job is cutting my hours. Let it all falling in is what depression is all about, people. So you must speak to somebody today. Just the next person that asks you, how's your day going, tell them. I hate my boss. I hate my job. Just let it out.
You know, I'm just tired. I'm tired of life. It's hard. I'm struggling. It's just, you know, It's I'm mm-hmm. tired of being disappointed, rejected, whatever the situation. I agree with
yes.
you. You know, because before you know it, you're like a walking zombie, and you are
yeah.
depressed and don't even know it. And people think that yep. depression has a look, but it really does not. You know, not everybody's
no.
depression is in the bed and, or don't want to shower, don't want to get dressed.
Right.
Depression comes in so many different ways, you'll be surprised. You know, a
yep.
lot of people that have addiction are depressed for something. You know, depression looks a lot of ways, smiling, but if you're unhappy, you could be depressed. If you can't find
yep.
nothing to be happy about, smile about, be grateful about, you could be depressed.
Yep. You said it. You said it, Argina, and it's true, and it's amazing. People with illnesses, you know, you have family members that are ill or they have disease. I mean, you check on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has to be hard to see everybody else live the way that you, you know, wish you can be, or even if they're dealing with it and getting up every day and putting a smile on their face, you still need to be that ear for them to just let it out. Because I'm telling you, people, depression is real, and we've lost so many people just this year to depression, you know, overdose and anxiety. All these things are real, and they happen in every community. So black
from
folks, I'm going to need y'all to stop acting like it don't happen.
From Phyllis Simon to Whitney Houston to so many
yes.
people.
Yes, depression.
On. Well,
yes. Whitney Houston never felt pretty enough.
And that's, I mean, Phyllis Simon felt lonely. And she always said,
right.
you know, it seemed like people was around her. But, I mean,
yep.
when you get more in this business, you do kind of know the difference between people around you and being alone. It's
right.
different.
Right.
It's different. But anyway, we got to go. I hate that this show
yes,
got to do right now. But that's such a positive
it's
note.
Right.
You guys, all we want you to do is live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We love you so much. Thank you so much to Sunshine Anderson for such an exclusive, wonderful, amazing interview. Jeff Hill, your stuff today, your 5-minute financial five was on point today. I feel like you was prophesying. And Gina G, you know, you always bringing that good tea, giving us what you say, always amazing, always full of laughs, and always just so giving us a different way of looking at things. Thank you so much. This was a great show, you guys. So are
it
we going to say until next time? We are loving you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.